This past week marked 10 years since the death of Rabbi Menachem Schneerson. He was the chief rabbi, or Rebbe, of the Lubavitcher Hasidim, ultra-Orthodox Jews with roots in Eastern Europe. Schneerson was an intensely charismatic man who is credited with bringing thousands of Jews back into the religious fold. Some of his followers even thought he was the Messiah. On Monday, thousands of his faithful traveled to the old Montefiore Cemetery in Queens, New York, where he's buried. John Kalish was there and sent this audio postcard.
It was close to midnight, and hundreds of Hasidim were congregating on a street outside the cemetery. With their long beards and black suits, they filled up several small houses and a huge tent on the cemetery grounds. Schneerson himself used to visit this cemetery regularly to commune with the spirit of his predecessor. Zvi Grunblad, a chassid from Buenos Aires, says visiting the grave of a righteous person or tzaddik can be a powerful experience.
The Holy Scripture explains that when you come to the resting place of a tzaddik, since his soul is in the place, you get inspired, you get some kind of power that you don't get no other place.
Videos of the Rebbe preaching in Yiddish were screened outside the granite walls that enclosed the grave. Men and women removed their shoes and approached the grave in separate groups.
Please keep moving. You must stay here.
About 50 people at a time quietly read prayers written out in longhand, then tore them up and tossed the scraps onto the grave.
All the way, please keep on coming, all the way back here.
Some asked the Rebbe to intercede in heaven for a sick relative or for success in business, but Yossi Wachs came from Australia to commune with the Rebbe and tell him about his plans. He's about to move to Belgium to spread the Lubavitcher creed.
It's a very exciting moment to inform the Rebbe on the good work is continuing even 10 years after he passed away.
Walter Goldstein is doing that type of work with Jewish students at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. A decade after the Rebbe's passing, Goldstein still misses Schneerson.
He was the center of our life, and he still is our center of life, but not having him here in a physical sense is definitely something difficult.
Those who couldn't pay their respects in person faxed or emailed prayers, which blanketed the Rebbe's grave. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.